Hello? Are y'all listening to me on live stream?
Yes, sir.
I never seen anything like this before. We can all come together just like we're in the same room, and you and T's in Tupelo, and Michelle in Oxford, and you in Woodland, and Mantee, and West Point, I guess, and it's where, and it's just like we're all together. I never seen nothing like this before. Don't even have to leave your house. Think about how much gas you save. FreeComfortCall.com. Don't cost you nothing. Free Comfort Call. Did you hear? Free. And you are too rebellious to excuse. See, I'm bringing revelation to you so you see what the devil is doing. When the saints ever get this out to come together, we're going to do some stuff that you ain't never seen done in this earth. But he'll give you an excuse because you're not comfortable. When I started, I was not comfortable at all. Whoo, and I was the leader of it. Can you imagine? I had to get over myself because I wanted to quit. I wanted to do this. And I wanted to do that, but I had to do what he said. And you know what? My flesh finally figured out he ain't gonna stop. He's not gonna stop. I've been doing everything I can to intimidate him, and he won't quit. Every time you call in. After a while, it hushed. I stopped feeling that intimidation. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
And you know what? For these last, 9, 10 years, maybe, I don't know, we started in 09 or 12. And whenever we started, I'm getting some revelation. I see stuff in the scripture I ain't never seen before. And I'm going to share some of it tonight to get your eyes open. See, your seats all be filled with people. Because this, and see, but if you get prepared, are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You get your heart prepared and get full of it. When they get here, you can help me teach them. I can't do all, I'm not able to do all this by myself and be silly of me trying to do it. Hello? You got to get past your issues and get in the Word. Sure, some bad things have happened to you. Sure, somebody done you wrong, but you got to let that go. You can't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. You got to get in this Word and find out what God is saying, because he'll take care of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This revelation light is shining in you tonight. Give me Ephesians 5:8, passion. I want y'all to listen to this real close because this is so good. Ooh, I don't know what happened to that time. My goodness, my goodness. Ooh, here we go. Ephesians 5:8. Passion. Listen to this. Once your life was full of sin, darkness. What was it full of? Sins, darkness. But now you have the very light of our Lord doing what? Shining through you because of your union with him. Did you hear that? You have what? The very light of the Lord shining through you because you are in union with him. Your what? Mission is to live as who? Children flooded with his revelation light, not with all this other stuff. That's what keeping you in bondage in those areas. You should be so free to come in this place and you'll help other people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, I said, come on, let's praise the Lord. We kind of do that pretty good. But you ought to be leading the pack. You ought to have me say, wait. But we, like somebody done beat us up all day long. Done cussed her from top to bottom, left to right. God done me wrong. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. No. Back up, let me read that verse again. Give me verse 8 again. Once your life were full of sin's darkness, but now you have the very light of the Lord shining through you because of your union with him. Because of what? Your union with him. Your mission is to live as children flooded with his revelation light. Keep going. And what? The supernatural fruit of his light will be seen in you. What would it be? What will be seen in you? Supernatural light. Supernatural fruit of his light seen in you. What will it be? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. What will it be? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. Give me verse 10. Then what happened? You will learn to choose. So you won't be choosing them, getting in a conversation of gossip and lying and backbiting and unbelief and all that other stuff that Satan trying to fill your life with. Fear and doubt, worry. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't do this. I ain't going to church today. No. Then, see, when this happens, then you will learn to choose. You won't let Satan choose anything for you. You won't let your flesh choose anything. You won't let the world choose for you. And you definitely won't let the devil choose for you because you got revelation light. You're in union with him, and you know it. It's not that you think you know it. You know. I'm in union with him. I'm in union with the one that defeated every adversary, foe, evil worker, every demon, every evil spirit, the devil himself, and everybody is connected. He is defeated, and I'm delivered from him, and he has no place in me. Then you will learn to choose what is beautiful to our Lord. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. That's beautiful to the Lord when you believe him. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what they said about you, in spite of what happened, you'll choose what is beautiful to the Lord. You'll pray for him. You won't talk about him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my thing says 7:59. I didn't get nowhere I thought I was going to get. But that's all right. I trust you got what the Lord has for you in this hour. Amen. This revelation of the kingdom is coming to full bloom, full light. And you'll see that everything you need, if I need spiritual insight and a decision to make, if I need anything in my life, what I need to help me to do what God called me to do. Now, you know you need a house. You know you need a car. You know you need clothes. You know you need food. All that. You know what he said, and I'm closing. We read this scripture. This is why he said it. Seek ye first. This is Matthew 6:33, right? Do what? Seek ye first. Who? The kingdom of God. Why? Because the kingdom of God is filled with it, all that God is and has. in his way of doing things, being right. His way of doing things.